Nottingham Celebrates Refugee Week. By Julius Mwangi. In celebrating the way communities have opened their welcoming arms to help people who have fled conflicts from different parts of the world, Nottingham commemorated this year's Refugee Week with compassionateness and kindness. This year's celebration was pinned onto a sharp focus to embrace the myriad diverse cultures and the positive contributions they make to the city in particular and the country in general. The Refugee Week, which falls from June 19 to June 25 every year, created an opportunity for Nottingham to embrace and celebrate the people who have come from somewhere else from across the globe to make the city their home by highlighting the many good things they bring to enrich the society and communities they live in. In opening the marking of Refugee Week main event, residents and various organizations gathered at Sneinton Market Square on Saturday, June 18, and celebrated the contributions, creativity and resilience of refugees, migrants and people seeking sanctuary with music, dance, food, poetry, and the spoken word. Refugee Week is an annual UK-wide program of arts, cultural and educational events and activities that celebrates the contribution of refugees to the UK and promotes better understanding of why people seek sanctuary. One of the organisers of the event, Alan Nyanji, who is also one of the board of directors at Refugee Forum, in an interview with Mojatu magazine said, "Together we can create a shared understanding of compassion to ensure we are extending it widely to all. The last few years have been challenging for all of us. We are still adjusting to new realities post-lockdown, as well as responding to new crises. Interconnected." In another interview, an asylum-seeking person, Mohammed Youssef from Iran, said, "I am happy that I managed to flee the conflict in my country with my family, and the people in Nottingham are so welcoming and so kind. However, in the UK, the dangerous anti-migration government rhetoric continues, along with inhumane conditions for asylum seekers, but what matters more is the safety and the sanctuary, and I hope that one day, someday soon, things will be better," said Mr. Youssef, who is a medical doctor by profession and a politician. Speaking in line with this year's Refugee Week, he said, "As people, everyone needs compassion from others to live a healthy and balanced life." Mohammed, who lives in one of the hotels in Nottingham, added, "None of these things happen in isolation. We know how interconnected our world is, how something seemingly far away impacts everyone. All of this makes us even more aware of the need to widen our circles of compassion. Within our own experiences are all the tools we need to be compassionate, not just to ourselves and those in our immediate circle, but to all our human neighbors and our one shared home, planet Earth." Refugee Forum client participation specialist Juliet Bone, in an interview, said, "Refugee Week is incredibly important because it is the time to recognize the importance an asylum-seeking persons and refugees bring to the communities. Their contribution and value are significant to the communities in which they live," she said. Refugee Week origins. Refugee Week is one of the largest worldwide arts and culture festivities. Every year, since 1998, the UK celebrates the numerous gifts and contributions that refugees bring to host communities. Originally, this week-long celebration was aimed at countering the toxic portrayal and negative depictions of those seeking sanctuary in the media. Considering the current political agenda around immigration, it feels more urgent than ever that all communities uphold the commitment declared in the Human Rights Convention, to which this country has been a signatory since 1951. Worldwide, we are still grappling with the post-COVID effects, including many situations of conflict and war, as well as communities being ravaged by the devastating impacts of climate change. The safety nets for those disproportionately affected not only by COVID but also by the staggering costs of living are crumbling. Moreover, in the UK, consecutive governments continue to make the lives of undocumented migrants more and more miserable, as evidenced through the appalling housing conditions, including the use of barracks, and the plans to implement a so-called inhumane anti-immigration bill. The realization that we are interconnected, and that the fabrics of our societies are interwoven, means that we all have a part to play in creating harmonious communities where everyone is treated with compassion and respect. The global picture. According to data, globally, at the end of 2022, approximately 103 million people who had been displaced from their homes as a result of violence or persecution. The majority, About 74% of the world's refugees and other people in need of international protection are currently living in low and middle-income countries, with the largest proportions living in Turkey, Colombia, Germany, Pakistan, and Uganda, which between them host over 11 million refugees. Refugees and asylum seekers in the UK. As of November 2022, there were 231,597 refugees, 127,421 pending asylum cases, and 5,483 stateless persons in the UK. The war in Ukraine has driven a large increase from the previous year, when there were an estimated 135,000 refugees. Over 70,000 people claimed asylum in 2022. Just over 23,000 have been granted the right to remain in the country so far. Of the top 10 nationalities applying for asylum, according to the UK Home Office, half have a grant rate above 80%, Afghanistan 98%, Iran 80%, Syria 99%, Eritrea 98%, and Sudan 84%. In 2022, there were 231,597 refugees in the UK, and in that year 70,000 people claimed asylum, while 130,000 people had their asylum applications pending at the Home Office. In the UK, asylum-seeking persons, on average, wait for a minimum of 3 years for their refugee status to be granted.